on the book icon.
We've been learning for several months now how to come into faith above reason, which is the degree of bestowal, the degree of the Creator, how to see the world reality, not the way we see it now, but the way it is seen through the quality of bestowal, by rising above the quality of bestowal. This is why it's called faith above reason, above knowledge. It's a different level of perception. We have several means for this, several instruments. Of course, it is the 10. So I hope all of us are arranged in our constant, our fixed tens. And in these tens, during the day, you also ideally, from one morning lesson to the next morning lesson, you connect among yourselves at least twice more during the day, and read the excerpts we read and learned during the morning lesson. Say now it is excerpt number 73. And in this way, we advance. I actually heard from, after every lesson, I try to get feedback. From yesterday's lesson, I got very good feedback. Those who have time can listen to this lesson again and see that there were several points there where we managed to bring it closer to us, so that even while we are still outside of the spiritual world, we can, however, feel, find some kind of closeness or an opening or some contact with our situation, which we feel in our minds and hearts, which are egoistic. Some contact with a what is felt. I will read it. Once man has come to feel the importance of spirituality, meaning he already feels that spirituality is important. He's not just listening, but he's got a feeling, some impression from spirituality. He already feels it to some extent. Not any details he doesn't quite know, but he's got general importance of it, which is called one should always establish the praise of the Creator. So first of all, he needs to come to feel some importance of the Creator. Do we feel the importance of the Creator or not? How do we feel it? In what? How do we measure it if he's important or not? From yesterday to today, compared to what things in our lives do we measure if he is important or not? So, after we raise his importance, then is the time when we must shift to the left line, meaning criticize how we truly feel within the reason the importance of the king, meaning not that I imagine it, but do I really feel within me, in my desires and thoughts, as I feel this world? Can I also feel the importance of the Creator this way? And can compare the level of or intensity of the sensation of his importance to what I feel in my world? If he is truly willing to work only for the sake of the Creator, if the importance of the Creator is more than everything I have in this world, then I necessarily am willing to work for him. We surrender to what is important. We yield to it. When he sees within reason that he is bare and destitute, that state, when he sees the importance of spirituality, when he's got nothing, but only above reason, that calculation can create in him deficiency and pain, that I don't really have the sensation of the importance, or not even the sensation of unimportant. I'm in such a state where it only hurts me that I have no, let's call it, contact with the Creator, for being in utter lowliness. For this, he can make a heartfelt prayer for what he lacks. So here comes the question. How do we, among us now, go into a workshop? How do we check ourselves, both individually and as a group together? How do we check ourselves, check our level of importance of the Creator between us? And what do we do when we don't have enough importance? How do we put together a prayer?
Exaltedness.
It's as we feel that we have nothing, but there is nothing. We have nothing in our malchut, in our desire. So fine, we agree that malchut will have nothing, but above it, we do want to have something. So we're not receiving anything in the desire because it disconnects us from the Creator. But now we want to build our connection with the Creator above Malchut, on the degree of Bina, the degree of bestowal. Yes, what is he saying?
In other words, they ask the Creator to give them power in exaltedness, which is above reason, in the greatness and importance of the Creator. They do not want the Creator to let them attain this, since they want to subjugate themselves with unconditional surrender. However, they ask for help from the Creator, and to that extent, they can fill the empty place with mitzvot.
Here it becomes clearer to us what is the difference in the method between being within reason, where I demand the Creator to be revealed as I am now, which is our natural propensity, and by shifting myself by force to reveal the Creator through faith. In faith above reason, meaning I demand not to receive revelation in my vessels of bestowal, in my current kelim, because it's also impossible, but rather I shut down the current kelim, and I want to receive the revelation of the Creator in faith above reason, meaning in the quality of bestowal. That's what he's saying. And they don't want the Creator to let them attain it, since they want to subjugate themselves, to submit themselves in Malchut, in the will to receive with unconditional surrender, except they ask for the Creator to help them. And to that extent, they can fill the place of emptiness with this mitzvah, with this commandment, meaning with the aim to bestow. So they want to receive it by rejection, by feeling that they are doing it not because of their will to receive, but because the Creator demands it. This is called in the desire to bestow. In this way, we begin to be similar to Him, closer to Him. This is how we find ourselves, how we elicit ourselves, extract ourselves from the animate level, from the degree of a beast that wants to swallow everything inside of it, to the degree of man, similar to the Creator, who elevates himself by force from the level of this world to the level of the next world, from Malchut to Bina. It's still not very clear to us. I understand it, and I feel what is happening to you, but very, very gradually it will formulate. Another day and another day, and it will become clearer, not because of our intellect, but because of the reforming light. So he's saying this. I'm repeating 74. Specifically those who want to achieve bestowal, like the Creator, feel the emptiness within them, that they don't have it. And specifically they need the greatness of the Creator. Because if the Creator is great in their eyes, they will be adhered to it. It will necessarily attach them to the Creator. They can fill this emptiness specifically with exaltedness, which is called full of mitzvot, commandments. It's written full of mitzvot like a pomegranate. Pomegranate, rimon, from the word romemut, exaltedness. But first they have to feel the emptiness, that they don't have it, to the extent that they ask the Creator to give them the power to be able to go above reason, to have importance of being in bestowal, in the quality of Bina, above their desire, which is called exaltedness. In other words, they ask the Creator to give them power in exaltedness that is above reason, in greatness and importance of the Creator, that they don't have a feeling, understanding. I have nothing from the Creator, but I will have a feeling of exaltedness that He is great. Let's say there's a king. I don't know him. Nothing. But I have a feeling that I got from the environment that he is great. That he's just great. And then this is how I relate to him. And they don't want the Creator to let them attain this, that he's great. Since they want to subjugate themselves before the great. If I see that he's great, it's not a problem. Everyone subjugate themselves this way. I want to do it with the power of faith. With unconditional surrender. But they ask for help from the Creator. And to that extent, they can fill the empty place with mitzvot. Meaning, to the extent that I feel that the place of importance of the Creator is empty in me, I can fill it. I want to fill it. But not with the revelation of the Creator, but with how I relate to Him, even though He is not revealed. This is called wanting to fill the place, malchut, the will to receive, with the quality of bina, the quality of bestowal.
No.
Well, let's try maybe with a few questions and answers, we might be able to understand it. So we'll start from Kazakhstan.
Спасибо, Рав.
Thank you, Rav.
Я хотел бы уточнить, когда я прилагаю усилия, молюсь.
I wanted to clarify. When I invest efforts, I pray for the friends. I receive a state of love towards the friends. I want to pray for them, to think of them. I even receive some gladness from the state. Does it mean that it's happening within the will to receive or above it? How to go towards the Creator in this state?
If I pray for the friends, that I want the Creator to help them, it turns out that in me, it is the most powerful prayer that can be. I'm disconnected from my will to receive. I am praying for people who are not connected to me but I want them to connect and be a part of my soul. I ask the Creator to clothe in them. I have nothing in my will to receive is related to these friends. And if I ask the Creator, nevertheless, to fill them, then my will to receive isn't working here, isn't being operated here. So I'm in some kind of bestowal here already, because I asked the Creator to help someone else. Etc., etc. There are many conditions here that if I ask for a friend, as it says, he who prays for his friend is rewarded first. When I use this means that exists between me and the Creator, right? This is me and that's the Creator. So in between, I have the friend. The friend doesn't belong to the Creator or to me. I ask the Creator for him. So it turns out that I am seemingly turning to the Creator without my will to receive, because I'm asking for the friend. So in this way, there's the desire, which is a desire of the friend to receive. There's a desire, which is a desire of the Creator to bestow. And there's me, who is asking from a side, that one will fill the other. So I have here a way to turn to the Creator objectively. Not really connected or related to me. So gradually, through such activities, I built an environment that is true.
How are we going from that prayer of many, when I pray for my friends, and to the prayer of, to the common prayer of the 10 of the group? Because I know that every Javier is praying right now very, very hard. But how can we unite this prayer into a common prayer as we one man?
Well, if you're a 10, you have to talk about it. You have to deal with it during the day. You have to organize these things. For example, yesterday I heard that not everyone is even connected into tents. They come to the lesson and just walk in somewhere. It's not good. From where will they build their soul? From where will they receive the revelation of the Creator? How will they receive it? There has to be a 10. There has to be a connection among 10 egoists who are willing to rise above their egos and start building a center that is above them. And in this way, demand of the Creator to take care of them, to tend to them. If you don't have this arrangement, how will you ever achieve Lishma for her sake? It's a problem. It is a problem.
The prayer that I raise for the Javier, this is the, let's say, in Lulishma. But when this prayer become a prayer of a ten, then it's a Lishma.
Another one. What is the most practical test of my attitude to the Creator?
As we learn, according to my relation to the friends. That's the way it should be. I don't know. I can't check anything with regard to the Creator himself. We have no Creator. We don't have him. He's concealed, and he never becomes revealed. He becomes revealed according to the kelim, the vessels. When the kelim are arranged in the form of bestowal, so we say, oh, the force of the Creator is in them.
His dissemination.
But I can never detect or see the Creator Himself. I detect it according to the kelim, to the vessels. Tell me, how can you detect electricity when some dial moves, when something happens? You can't see electricity. Can you see gravity? No natural force is seen as such, as a force. You see its operation on something, but it's not the force itself. You can't see forces, even physical forces, much less spiritual forces, a force of the Creator. Of course not. It's called this is why by your actions we know you according to His operations.
Ultimately, isn't dissemination the place to test this attitude if you're disseminating?
Correct, but you don't discover the Creator. We discover Him in concealment. When we build for Him such places where He can reveal Himself through His operations, but not He Himself, ever. Let's say I'm in some place. I want to discover gravity. So I have to take some weight, some rock or something, and throw it. And then see what happens to it, how long it takes it to drop to the ground, etc., etc. And by this, I can calculate the gravity, the force of gravity that is operating in it. The gravity isn't inside the rock. Because if I took the rock elsewhere to space, there won't be gravity there. You understand? In other words, I never discover the Creator Himself, but by your actions we know you, by your operations, only through the operations. And this is how we learn from the wisdom of Kabbalah what to do. Now, what operations do we have to do in order to discover the Creator? Operations of bestowal. We give Him work and tell Him, do it. And according to what He does, here and here and here, according to our request, according to our reshimot, our impressions, according to our efforts, in this way we begin to study the Creator. Our whole world, our whole work is to study the Creator, to study Him, to research Him.
So to study Him, you have to first of all, like a ticket in to get into it. Dissemination, is that the basic condition to do these tests? And if you're not engaged in that, you're not even on the field?
Correct. That's why you need a 10, which is your lab. Enact among the friends and not in any other way. And then you discover within your laboratory in the 10 all kinds of reactions to your actions. And out of this, you study the Creator. And the Creator, which becomes revealed, is revealed with regard to your 10. In another 10, He'll be revealed in a different way. But afterwards, you'll see that there are commonalities in the nature of it.
So we are engaged in all sorts of actions of dissemination, and I check the results of those actions in the 10.
You not only test it, you do it in the 10. Without a 10, you have nowhere to do it. Give me an example. How you perform.
Hello, teacher. You said to the friend that you need to scrutinize the prayer of the 10. When we determine the prayer that we're going to pray today together, it's not the prayer of the 10 yet. So what is the prayer of the 10?
The prayer of the 10 means that we feel the connection between us as the center of the 10, and that from the center of the 10, we turn to the Creator. Hungary.
Yes, so if I understood well, we don't reveal the Creator, but we reveal Him when we act like Him towards each other. But how can we verify it? How do we know that it is true, this tool?
We feel in our actions that we try to do in synchrony, in congruence with the Creator. So we feel in this some illumination that tells us that we did do it in congruence with the Creator. It's a beautiful question. Good question.
Иов, который говорит, что подневольные и праведники, и грешники.
Иов.
Это какое свойство?
He says that the sinners are coerced. What is this quality?
That it doesn't matter what man, in him there's the will to receive, the ego that constantly holds him, doesn't let him go to Kedusha. So how to demand from a person to do it not in the heart, not in the mind? He has no ability. So how should you do it? So he says there is something you can do. You have a group, you have a ten, you have a guide, groups, you have the light that reforms, you have the Creator that's concerned about all these things from above, and he's leaving you with some opening, then you have to add, all in all, make a little effort, come to the lessons, participate in the 10, in dissemination, support in something, in anything you can. The Creator is a result. According to your efforts, he can bestow with his great light to you. That's it. You just need patience and as much as you can to try not to miss out on any moment from advancing. And still in each and every moment with your thoughts, you can be connected to the process. Moscow 6.
Rav, а что за обязательство такое перед учебой укрепиться в вере?
Rav, what does it mean that before the study we have to strengthen ourselves in his faith and reward?
It's written that the studier commits to strengthening the faith in the Creator, yeah, and so on. That means that I get help from the Creator, he brought me here, now I have to make an effort, and the effort of making here will work on me, will give me the light that reforms. And then I'll change even more, and then I'll make actions that are more similar to him, and according to that, he'll work on me from above, again, the reforming light, and in this way we can get closer to one another. I believe in that, I hear that from the Kabbalists, I read about it, and then that's what I also do.
If I can concentrate all lesson, it's not good because it becomes like a habit. Also, if I can't concentrate all lesson, it's not good. So when is it good?
To concentrate in the 10, and through the 10, reach all those other means. Otherwise, nothing good will happen. Only the 10. And I heard yesterday, I'm repeating this again, I heard yesterday that still friends aren't organized in 10s. They still don't feel that they're in a society of 10 people. And that in those 10 people, they will discover the Creator. So why are they studying for? It's written either chavruta or mituta, or together or death. It all depends if you have a 10 or not. So please, decide. And if you have questions, so talk, turn to me. Send those questions with the problems to who, Gilad?
You can send to Board Worldly, and we'll sort them out, and you'll get the answers.
Yeah.
If you can put the address on, Board Worldly.
Put the address up there.
BoardWorldly@gmail.com.
Oh. Yeah. Write it in any language you want. Anything about tens, please turn to us. Because without organizing correctly in tens, we can't. You're an educated person. Tell me, when I want to discover, let's say, a magnetic force, they say it exists here, but how do I discover it? I discover it with an instrument. The instrument doesn't reveal the magnetic force. It reveals that there's something, some force working on it, and that's the way it's responding in such and such a way. That's it. So, the instrument doesn't discover the force itself. It discovers a way it responds to a certain force, right?
To the extent that I know, this instrument works with the resistance. You have to have resistance.
Of course, we are making the instrument of ourselves, and it works exactly according to the same principle like any other instrument in this world. Just let's organize everything correctly and prepare you to reveal him.
So my question, let's try to depict ourselves doing this work between us.
It's not that we don't want to reveal him. We can't. Also, an instrument. Any instrument that reveals some kind of phenomena works in the same manner. It works in a way that it has to absorb, feel some kind of phenomena, and then respond to it. Then we can measure that phenomena. And according to the phenomena, we can start speaking of what was working on him. I don't know what a magnetic force is. I know it just works and moves things around, or in a electrical wire it can like awaken a reaction, or it moves a dial on a compass. That's it. That's what I see. So meaning I see a response, and not that same force, but the response of my instrument on that force. And that response, that's what I say, that's the way that force is working. And those responses, that's what I name that force. It has nothing to do with one another, but that's what I say, that's how I call it. Because I have no other choice. That's how we get everything. We perceive everything in such a way, and that way we build of ourselves. It confuses us, but we build it of ourselves. That same compass, that same coil, the same force, the same instrument, which reveals the Creator. And in this way, the Creator is turning everything around in us, but we don't recognize it. We don't recognize it. What do I need to do inside me in order to start recognizing him? That's the whole thing. That's why all of our work is to calibrate ourselves towards the Creator, that we will know how to discover him, how to grasp him. And then we also need, there's another thing here. From him working on me, I feel my response. From that response, I need to decipher it in order to know him. That's something else, because he's working and I'm responding. So I'm working from my desire, from my body. So I need to calibrate myself in such a way that my desire will give me recognition, understanding in the actions of the Creator in a correct, pure way. That's why I need to calibrate myself to zero, that I'm not demanding anything of myself, that I don't want anything. Just like that instrument, we need to bring it to zero first, to restart it. Then after that restart, we can measure the result. What is that? Zeroing is not to be bribed myself, to start from nothing. How do I get to that? Through the 10. If in the 10 I yearn for the center of the 10 and want to be connected to the 10, everybody together in that 10, that is called that I have zeroed my instrument to that zero. Now, from that zero, I can start responding correctly to the Creator, to what He is bestowing upon me. So now, the question is how I understand it, how I feel it. There are more issues, but at least that zero point is there, that I don't take anything to myself, only for the 10. Why the 10? Because I don't have anything else that I can be confident that towards it, that I'm not receiving for myself. In that way, if there are more people before me and I'm thinking towards them, connected towards them, so I annul in them, and then I personally become neutral. Zero. In such a way, we can build a correct instrument of ourselves to reveal the Creator.
So the question is exactly about that. When we're in this zero state, we're all of us together in this state, what does it mean that then we get from the Creator response, bestowal, and how to interpret it properly? In what way this signal comes from Him to the 10?
When we as a 10 start to awaken in mutual bestowal towards one another, He gives us a force of bestowal, and in that force of bestowal, we discover that He's dwelling between us, that we, the 10, are starting to relate to one another in such a way, in mutual bestowal, meaning that we get the quality of binah, bestowal. That is already the force of faith. Binah, ashpa'ah, faith, upon our resistance, upon our reason. That resistance starts being felt more, too, because we get a force that supposedly flows through the wires, like in some instrument, let's say, and then I feel that I have a resistance. And then in such a way, we can measure the two. Here is bestowal, here is reception. This is called faith, this is called reason, and we can measure. And they ascend. Also, the force of my ego grows, and the force of bestowal grows. And in this way, we ascend Malchut and Bina. The only difference is, it's as if it's the same. Action I do.
There is no action you do even for the 10, which is not egoistic. That's true. However, you, along with that, you're turning to the Creator asking to have in this action some relation for them. Even though you understand you're doing it for yourself, you're asking for the light to come and correct this and give you the feeling that you're doing it for them, for their sake, to connect them, to raise them, and there will be no gain for yourself in it, but rather gain for them. You're asking for it. How can you ask? You can ask how much truth is in your request. There's barely any truth in it. You cannot really ask for someone else, but still, because you're connecting together and you're working together above your ego, and to the extent that you want to correct yourself and to be connected above the ego, the light does shine. And because it shines, it connects you. And this way you come closer and you become one desire, bit by bit, bit by bit, a little bit. But out of this little bit, you're asking the light that reforms to do it again. And then time after time, this works. It happens. Many times.
French. Question d'un ami. Est-ce que l'intellect doit devenir...
Question of a friend. Should the mind become the servant of the point in the heart?
Of course, both the brains and the intellect and the emotion, everything I have has to serve. All of us together serve the point in the heart that will connect to the points in the hearts of the friends. And in this common point, we will want to receive something for the Creator. Okay? Galil West.
Rav, how do I come out of this loop of self-love to the love of others?
By love of friends. There is no other means. No other means. Look what they write in the articles. Ravash writes a lot about it. It's a springboard, a leverage that can bring you out of self-love. It's only the 10.
What kind of actions do you have to do with the 10 in order to come out of that loop?
Give them an example of connection, organize them towards connection, and organize a prayer. This is clear, right? That of everything we have, all the actions, we can say it this way, of all the actions we have in this world, some actions are with respect to the still, some are with respect to the vegetative, animate and speaking. So actions with a speaking level qualify a person better to come closer to the Creator. With the actions to the speaking level to human beings, some can be organized the closest to the Creator. This is the 10. Then I connected them and I act with them with intention to resemble the Creator, and they also act on me with the same intention to resemble the Creator. And then it's clear to us that what we reveal between us, what we build, is the form of bestowal, mutual bestowal between us. What each of us wants through these friends to reach the Creator. Meaning, we're building the image of the Creator between us as much as we're capable of depicting it. A model of the Creator. That's what we're building in the connection between us. This is why we are called Adam. This model is called Adam, from the word domain, resembling the Creator. Then this way, we start working out of this model, in this pattern. And this is how we advance to require that the Creator will do exercise between us for Him, from the connection between us, and for us from Him. And then in this connection between us, we start feeling how much we're connected to Him or we're not. And through all the stages of Dvekut until the final correction, all the degrees of adhesion, it all happens in the 10 of each and every one until all the 10s connect together. That's how.
About random tens, when the head of languages had a meeting, they decided that once a week we should try sitting in random tens with the same language, and if it's good, we should keep doing it. What do you think?
I don't know. To me, it seems that... What for? Did you do an effort? Did you make an effort to reach the 10 as one body, as one man, in one? I don't yet see within the 10s any good result. I also don't see in the 10s that real spiritual disturbances appear, like the students of Rabbi Shimon that wanted to kill each other. I don't see that. It's like, okay, so he doesn't want to study, so he leaves, he goes. It's not because he's coping with special alien forces that the Creator awakens. That's why I don't yet see tens. If you really want to hear it, I'll tell you the truth. I don't see tens yet. There is no such connection. That's why these questions, let's do it this way or that way, it's because you don't want to work on the real connection. This is a very serious problem that now appears, and it has to appear on the path. But we have to see it before us and accordingly to work. A 10 must be in the morning lesson, and at least two more times to connect and to read something, an excerpt, something, discuss something that's relevant, that can affect their connection. How do I know that a 10 is working when I cannot disconnect from the thought about them? That here, in the back of my head, in the back I have something, I'm always thinking about them.
We always hear about you, the obligation to disseminate widely. What do you think? What should we focus on? In lectures that are like one-time lectures but with a lot of participants, or to still keep doing the courses and work with students?
I don't think we have now that we'll have any success in organizing large lectures and courses, because there's another burdening coming from the coronavirus. I think the best for us is to organize short, few sentences, articles of just a few sentences, and one other thing is video clips, short ones, question answer, but in the form of a video clip, a film, 30 seconds, 1 minute, a few minutes, no more than that. We spread them out in all the languages and all the places. I'm told that this is the best, most popular form. And these lectures, if you have 20 more people, they come, then they go. It's so difficult today with all this burdening of staying a few meters from apart and how many people you're allowed to have in a room. What do you need it for? It's so expensive. The easiest way, but do it systematically. Every day, everyone is trying to do a few short articles, something interesting for the public. You may have a question answer. You can have like a provocative question, or that's one thing. Another thing is the video clips. Also, just a short video clip. Make it humoristic, or it doesn't matter. Everyone can do it. A question, answer, or this and that. There are so many things you can do. I highly recommend, I'm asking you, make efforts and